We are at the midway point for 2024. That has me thinking, are you on track with the goals that you set at the beginning of the year, way back in January? If you're not sure or can't remember what you set for your goals for 2024, don't stress. Today, I'm going to show you a tactic and strategy I use in my business to help reset at the mid-year point. A time to press pause, do a quick mid-year review, and determine what's working, what's not working, and how we can move forward and plan for the final half of 2024. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, CEOs and business leaders. Can you believe it's June already? The middle of 2024. Where has the time gone? I don't know about you, but it feels to me that after COVID, time moves a lot faster. Or maybe it's just that I'm getting older. I'm not sure. Anyways, today I hope you slow down and take a pause with me. Let's take the time to do a mid-year review. It's one of the practices I feel that we as small business owners often just forget to do because we get so busy in the day-to-day of our business. We're in the weeds, working with our clients, growing our business, and we forget that we made a plan. We set goals at the beginning of the year. But if we're not regularly checking in on that plan, checking in on those goals, then it's really easy to find yourself off track or not even know where you are in relation to the plan that you created. So I want to walk you through the process that I follow for a mid-year review. You're certainly welcome to take pieces that work for you and dump pieces that don't work for you. I want you to find that balance, but I want to make sure you're taking action and doing some sort of mid-year review. So I have found that the secret to really achieving my goals is to actually press pause and reflect on a regular basis, to check in, track my progress, and of course correct as I need to. It takes a little bit of discipline to make yourself do that, which is why I'm actually showing up here in your earbuds to actually help you press pause and see where your business is so far this year. And this is one of the practices or habits that have really helped. And I didn't realize how many business owners weren't actually doing this. But when I started talking to people and working with my clients, I realized nobody knows where to start to do a mid-year review. And so today I want to give you a framework, a series of questions to help you determine whether or not you're on track with your goals for the year. And the good news here is that even if you're a little bit behind, or if you've deviated from your plan a little bit, because let's face it, that happens, I want you to know going into this mid-year review that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to adapt and adjust. These are things every business is going to go through, whether they're big companies with large teams or small businesses with small teams or solopreneurs. There's time to get back on track. So no stressing required. All right, the first thing we want to ask ourselves as we're looking through our mid-year review is, what were the goals that you set at the beginning of the year? What were your goals? Let's pull it out. If it's a document, if it's in your journal, wherever it is, pull it out, have a look. And if you aren't sure what those goals are, I want you to get in the habit of writing down your goals. Ideally, writing them down in a place where you're going to review them again and again and again. And if you went through my Crafting Your Success Plan training, then you have a workbook from that training where I really encourage you to list your top 5 goals for the year ahead. And yes, I only said 5. I really recommend limiting the number of goals that you set for your business. So 5 is the maximum. And I think it's really important because if you have more than 5, it is very easy to spread yourself too thin. If you set too many goals, you can get off track or find yourself not having the focus, the time, the energy, the attention, the bandwidth, the capacity that you need to truly do all of those goals that you have set for yourself. So limit yourself to 5 maximum. If you have 3, perfect. Don't stretch to have 5, but don't go more than 5. So let's say you have your 5 goals in front of you, and you're going to ask yourself for each goal, what's the goal? Did I achieve it? Or am I on track to achieve it? And why or why not? So as an example, if I look at this from my past year to date, one of the goals I had was to publish 1 podcast episode each week for you to help you and encourage you. So I'm looking at the data and I can ask myself, am I on track with that goal? Yes, I am. So far, I've released 1 episode each week from January to now. This type of goal is what I call a process goal. I have a system and process running in the background to ensure that each and every week I have an episode published. And I keep repeating this process week after week after week. So am I on track with this goal? I'm checking in. I'm looking at how many episodes have been published, how many episodes have been recorded, and how far ahead am I on my podcast. Personally, I like to be 3 or 4 weeks ahead. So my podcast outlining and recording, so I have some buffer room. So I would say I'm on track with my podcast goal. I'm still about 4 weeks ahead. I have a game plan for the second half of the year. And so I'm going to check off, yes, I'm on track for this goal. Okay, another goal I'm tracking is podcast guesting and doing interviews on other people's podcasts. So this year I use podcast interviews as one of my favorite ways to get in front of other people's audiences and grow my business. So my goal was to do 25 interviews this year, so around 2 a month. So I literally take the time, go back, look through my calendar, or go through and look through my release dates. I have a spreadsheet and see, have I done this thus far? Have I met my goal thus far or not? And as you're going through looking at each of your goals, I want you to ask yourself, did I complete that goal? Because the thing is, you're going to have some goals that are more project-like. They're more check-offable, if that's even a word, so that once you get them done, they're done. You've created them, you created the thing, you've published the thing. And then there are some goals that are more process, as I explained, and where you're going to keep working on it each week or each month. And so as you're looking at your goals, did you achieve the goal or are you on track or not? And if you're not on track for reaching your goals, you want to reevaluate. Is this something that's going to make or break anything in my business? Is there a simpler or easier way for me to achieve this goal? Or can I just let go of this goal altogether? So let's take my podcast guesting as an example. Certainly reaching out and getting on other people's podcasts takes time, no doubt, right? We send 10 or 12 pitches and we might hear back from a few of those and then we might get a yes from even fewer of those. There's not a guarantee that when you reach out and pitch, you're going to get a yes. So what can I do to make this process easier for me? Well, I have found a few software tools that have helped me in helping me match what I'm looking for in a podcast and guesting on and what the guest is looking for. And so it will send me a couple of matches, each day, every couple of days. And so I can review those. And then if I want to pitch, I can pitch. So that has saved me time in the sense of me actually going and finding all these podcasts and doing the research. I know other of my clients have hired someone to help them with that research. And so it really depends on where you are and what you want to do, but there's a way to be able to make it easier for you to reach that goal. And then, you know, if there's not a way to make it easier and you're not reaching the goal you want and it's becoming some friction in your business, can you just let go of it? And this definitely happens, right? Especially if you're finding that you just don't have the bandwidth for something. Sometimes you might realize that there's something getting in the way that's a little bit beyond your control, and you just have to put a pin in it until later. You have to wait and come back to this goal. So chances are you might be running into this. You have things that you wanted to do, but they're not actually essential to achieving your overall business goals. So what I like to do is write those extra things down, the things I would really like to do, but I just don't have the bandwidth for, and keep it in an ideas parking lot. And then when you come to these reviews, this gives you a chance to reevaluate if that goal actually still makes sense. You might have something in your idea parking lot that you want to bring out for the second half of 2024. Or you might have a goal that you were working on, but it wasn't just going the way you wanted. You don't have the bandwidth for it, and you want to put it in the idea parking lot for later. So it just gives you a chance to reevaluate. Alrighty, so once you've reviewed your goals and you've asked yourself, am I on track or off track? And then we want to dig a little deeper and do a month-by-month review. Yes, month-by-month, I said. And I know for some of you this may feel a little tedious, but this is so, so important because when we're in the day-to-day of our business, we often are dealing with big feelings. We're often dealing with our emotions about how things are going in our business. But as time passes, we kind of forget what was happening, right? We forget what was going on in our life and in our business and our family. Like, let me ask you, can you remember how you felt in the second week of February, now in June? Probably not. So it's really helpful to be able to press pause and ask yourself, what did that month actually look like? What was really going on? And so three key questions I like to ask every single month. First, I'm asking myself, how much revenue do we bring in that month? What was the top line revenue? All the money that hit my business, that came into my business each and every month. And this is a really crucial number to be tracking. I always encourage my clients to get more comfortable looking at the numbers within their business, looking at the revenue, tracking their revenue. This is one of the most important numbers to be paying attention to. And I don't want you to wait too long before you're actually checking in to see that what you're making each month and how much money is coming in each month. In fact, if you followed me for very long, you've heard me talk about the CEO Power Hour. And every single week, this is actually something I'm tracking. I'm looking at my year-to-date revenue and my month-to-date revenue every week. I'm looking at how revenue is flowing through my business. I want to know exactly what I closed each month and how much actually came through. And then we need to go a layer deeper. We need to ask ourselves, what drove that revenue? Where did that revenue come from? What revenue sources did that come from? What was selling that month? What was the offer that I was inviting people to join me on? And for some businesses, this is pretty straightforward. Maybe you sell one signature thing, and so most of your sales are going to come through your signature offer. But if you're a business where you have multiple offers, you want to break it down and look at what is the difference between all of these offers. Because you're going to have a percentage of sales for each offer each month. And it's really important to look at this. because oftentimes we will put a ton, yeah, a lot of energy, time, and attention on offers that actually bring in a fraction of our revenue. So we need to look at the data. We need to analyze the time myself and my team is putting towards this offer. Is it bringing us that return on investment? We have to pay attention to how much revenue each offer is bringing in order to make sure that we're actually profitable with those offers, in order to make sure that each offer is actually worth the time, energy, and attention. So, what were you selling each and every month? Track for each offer you have the percentage of sales that came in from that offer. And you might even want to drill down a little bit more and think about what were you actively promoting that month in your business. And this is another thing that's really important to track. What were you actively selling? And this becomes more important as you have more offers, because you will have sales coming in from the thing you're actively promoting, but hopefully you might have sales coming in from existing clients who are still paying you on a payment plan, or sales that come in from different areas that you weren't actively promoting, but it's available on your website. So you want to be thinking about what were you actively promoting that month? And again, another piece of data that lets you know whether or not that offer is actually profitable and driving revenue. So how much revenue did you bring in? What drove that revenue? And what offers were you proactively selling? Those three questions each month. Okay, and then the final thing I want you to think about, and you may actually need to pull out your calendar or your project management system or wherever you're tracking the work that you're doing, is what were you as CEO focused on each month? What were you focused on in January and February and March? And you're going to ask me, well, why does that matter? It's important because I want you to look through and really identify where your time and energy is going. Remember that the business you have today is the result of the work you did 3 to 6 months ago, right? So we need to be able to flip back 3 to 6 months, or even further sometimes, and figure out where are we putting our time and energy and attention? And is that actually moving our business forward? And I don't want you to be beating yourselves up about how hard you're working and not getting along, you know, not reaching the goals you want, and that they're not doing enough because you're just running your business. You're not just running your business. You're raising families. You could be a caregiver. We're trying to remember to drink our water and get out for a walk and have enough sleep. We have a lot on our plates. And we don't need to beat ourselves up about not being far enough ahead in our businesses. And this is one reason why we need to track what we're focusing on. So if you haven't grabbed it yet, I do have a resource called the CEO Pulse Check, which will really come in handy for this. Every single week, you go in, you write down what's happening. What were your priorities? Where did you spend your time? What were you marketing? What were you selling? And it's so incredibly helpful to go back and look at. I can't tell you how many times I've gone and looked at notes in my planner or in my Pulse Check, and I can say, oh yeah, I know now why I didn't do that. I wasn't feeling well, or my children were sick, or we had a family emergency, or I was traveling. Friends, life happens, and I don't want you to ignore your life for your business. So going in, having a place where you can track these things each and every week, track your revenue goals, track what your priorities are, track what you're getting done. It really helps you learn how much of a buffer you as an individual need within your business. And it's really going to help you learn and understand the capacity that you have, the time, the energy, the attention that you have to invest in your business. So I'm looking at things back in my CEO Pulse Check, and I'm saying, where do I need to put in more buffer? Where do I need more flexibility? Where am I not getting enough accomplished because I didn't give myself a long enough timeline? And so really doing that reflecting back to see what actually happened. I'm a big, big fan of co-working sessions and get it done weeks. And, you know, these sort of setups to bring us together with others and motivate us to do something. But I also know myself. And I will jump on a co-working session and say, oh yeah, I'm going to write these 5 emails. But I know myself. I cannot write 5 emails in a very short amount of time, right? And so I have to be realistic with what time I have and what I can accomplish in that time. You may be different from me. You may be able to snap off 5 emails in no time. And that's great if you all are, all the power to you. But actually getting to know ourselves and what takes time, we need to know. Okay, I also want you to ask yourself, what kind of marketing activities have you been focused on? And again, this is one of the reasons why the CEO Pulse Check is so helpful, because it's actually built around marketing, sales, and delivery systems that move our businesses forward. So it's really important that we look, because I know how easy it is to get buried in the busy work, the client work, the creative work, sometimes the things we enjoy doing. And then we realize, oh, I didn't do any marketing this month. I haven't sent any newsletters out. I didn't post much on social. Oh, I forgot to follow up with those people who were at my last training, right? We want to make sure we're checking in on our marketing, sales, and client delivery systems every single week. So if you're doing this mid-year review and you're realizing that you haven't been making time for those 3 systems, marketing, sales, and delivery, each and every week, then chances are you're also seeing inconsistent clients. You're not seeing a steady stream of clients. You may still be feeling like you're doing that revenue roller coaster, right? Constantly going between the feast or famine. So one of the biggest goals is to help you eliminate that. And how we do that is by being consistent, week in and week out, putting a little bit of time, energy, attention on those 3 systems, marketing, sales, and delivery. We want to ask ourselves, where are we spending our time, energy, and attention? All right, once you answer those questions for your month-by-month review, you'll know how much revenue you made each month. You'll know what percentage came from each offer or product, and you'll know what you were proactively selling. So you're going to know what drove that revenue, and you're going to see some very interesting trends. So first, what has worked so far this year? What has worked in your business for you? What offers were the most profitable? And you might actually be surprised when you look at your numbers, when you start looking at your percentage breakdown of where your revenue comes from. Did you have an offer that performed really, really well? Did you have an offer that makes up the bulk of your revenue? We sometimes call this our bread and butter offer, right? Our signature offer. Do you have something like that? Something that really is like the foundation that your business is built on. And then you want to also ask yourself, what marketing strategies or sales strategies produced the best results for you? And it's so important to track this again on a regular basis, so you're really, really clear. Because once you land on a marketing system that's working and a sales system that's working, you don't have to reinvent the wheel anymore. You don't have to add more and more and more. No, you just have to go all in and optimize. Optimize and double down on what is working. And on the flip side of that, you also want to ask yourself, what flopped, right? What didn't work so well? What marketing strategies didn't work so well, and what sales strategies didn't work so well? And I think it's important to ask ourselves this, because we do things we feel like we have to do, but it might not actually be generating results for us. And so we want to be discerning about where we're putting our energy and our time. And as you're reviewing your marketing strategy, and as you're reviewing your sales, and you're reviewing your notes from year to date, I want you to ask yourself, is this really getting results for me? Is this really getting results for me? And if you're not sure if all your activity is getting results for you, one, we need to track and figure it out. And we need to make sure that we're actually turning paying clients. Because if all the work we're doing isn't giving us paying clients, then we're creating work for ourselves that doesn't need to be. So if you know me, you know I'm not a huge fan of social media, but I'm there. I'm on a few channels. I do post. But I came to the realization, I believe it was 2023, yes, tracked my post, tracked my engagement, tracked how many people were actually following through and taking action on the post that I posted. And some very interesting trends appeared. And I realized that social media does not need to be my number one strategy. Yes, I'm getting some comments. Yes, I'm getting some engagement. But I couldn't actually physically direct clients, paying clients, from that social media post. That connection wasn't there. And so I agreed to myself, I'm going to post on social media when it feels right and when I have the time. But it's not going to be my number one strategy, and I'm not going to stress about the fact that I don't have enough content out there. That was me and my business. Yours could be completely different. Maybe Instagram is like wildfire for you and you are turning clients over from the posts you do. Great. Double down. Right? See what I'm saying here? Every person's business and every person is different. You got to figure out what works for you. And the other question I like to ask is, where did your last 10 clients come from? This is really important information because if you don't need to do something, then don't keep doing it just because you feel like you have to or you should. That's not a real business reason to spend time, your precious time and attention, on something that's not getting results. So I want you to make sure we're really, really clear about what's working and what isn't working. And finally, as we're looking through our mid-year review, I want you to ask yourself, what got in your way? Please be gentle. Be gentle with yourself here. Give yourself grace. Is there anything that held you back from seeing the results that you wanted? Was there a circumstance or something outside of your control? Was there an extra demand on your time that you weren't accounting for when you made your plans? Maybe you had a lack of resources, or a lack of time, or a lack of energy. So really looking at what held you back. And as we're finishing our review, I want you to look at what is your leading metric. That tells you what your lagging metric is. So let me explain. Your leading metric is the one that predicts your revenue. Your lagging metric is your tracked revenue. And so I want you to be tracking these two metrics on a regular basis. I don't want you to get stuck in the weeds of tracking your metrics. All of the metrics. You know, I go in my email marketing system and I have 20 metrics in there I can look at. And then I go on my website and I have some more. And then I go in Google Analytics and there's more. You know me, I'm a data nerd. I love looking at data. But start small. What's your leading metric? What's your lagging metric? Wrap your head around those two. You want to know, how can you predict whether or not you're going to track the sales that you want to see? So what is the metric we're tracking, and what's the indicator that sales are going to come? That people are entering your marketing system, right? That you're getting new people into your world. You're getting in front of new people who have never heard of you before, so that eventually you can invite them to work with you. So in my business, that's email subscribers. Those are my leading metric. And so I know that my email subscribers are the best predictor of future sales. I know when I'm sending email to people to a specific opt-in or to get on my email list, that will translate into new people on my list who are interested in what I have to say. And email subscribers is not the only one, right? There are other leading metrics depending on your type of business. I'm just giving you an example. Some people may have a leading metric of referrals if you're a referral-based business. So every single month, you need to track how many referrals are coming in and have a goal for how many referrals you want each and every month. For some businesses, this could be a request for a proposal or a request for consult, and that might be the leading metric that you're tracking. But you want to pay attention to where your clients are coming from and start tracking that data so that you'll have a better way to predict whether or not you're going to be on track for your revenue goal. It's an amazing feeling when you know, let's say your goal is that you want 4 clients a month, and let's say you get 10 referrals and 6 or 7 of those 10 actually book a call with you, and then 4 of them become clients. So if that's your conversion rate and you know exactly how many referrals you need to get each month, now you can proactively go out there. You can ask for referrals. You can create a rewards, like a referral rewards program, right? You can do something proactively to bring in those referrals. So we want to make sure we're thinking about our leading metric to help us better predict and be more proactive with achieving our revenue goals. All right, final question here. There's a gap in your revenue. There's a gap between the goal you set for the year and where you are right now. What do we do? Well, if you're on track for reaching a revenue goal, as an aside, I want you to go do something fun for yourself. Go celebrate. And if you're behind, I want you to know it's okay. It's okay to be behind on some of your goals. In fact, I would hope that you are. I would expect you to be behind by some of your goals. Because if you're hitting 100% of your goals 100% of the time, then that tells me that you haven't set goals that are really stretching you and pushing you into that growth zone, right? It's not normal to be 100% on top of all of our goals. I'm certainly not 100% on top of my goals. There's always going to be room and a little bit of ebb and flow. So I do want to ask you, how are you going to catch up on those goals? How are you going to catch up on that revenue? What's the gap between your goal revenue this time of the year, mid-year, and where you want to be? And how are you going to close that gap? Do you need to close the gap? And if you do, what's the simplest and easiest way? What's the simplest and easiest way? You might need to do another promotion. You might need to take on a few more clients. And you might decide, you know what? I'm okay with the gap. And I'm going to instead focus my time and energy on having a bigger promotion later in the year. And this is the beauty of being the CEO and the business leader, where you get to make these decisions. You get to decide and make 100% based on your definition of success and what works for you. You also might decide, as you're looking through your mid-year review, that maybe some of your goals need to be put on the back burner. Remember that idea parking lot I was talking about? Maybe you simply don't have the capacity to go all in on that goal. Or maybe that goal is a nice to have rather than a must do, and so it needs to wait for a little bit. And you'll be amazed at how much relief you might bring to your life and how much stress reduction you might have if you just decide, you know what? This is not the time for me to do this as well as I'd like to. I need to take a little break. And that's okay. I want to give you permission to take the time you need and to take care of yourself. All right, before we finish up our mid-year review, I want you to look ahead to the second half of the year. So we reviewed everything. We've looked at some data. We've looked at the overall picture of how our business is doing. And we want to make sure that as we're moving forward, we're not repeating the same things, right? That we're refocusing on what we want to spend our time and energy on. So for each month for the rest of the year, I want you to ask yourself these 4 questions. Number 1, what are you selling that month? What offer are you going to sell? What offer are you going to be focused on? And for some of us, that might be the same thing over and over again. If you have a signature offer, a core product or service that you're selling, and that's perfectly fine. But then I want to ask yourself, even if you have the same thing you're selling, what is the promotion that you're going to do to sell that thing? What are the deadlines? What are the timelines? What are the periods of promotion that you're blocking off to sell and proactively promote this offer? And you might find that you come at this from a few different angles, right? Each month you can have a slightly different promotion, even if it's for the same offer. And I think this is really important because it's really easy to get, again, in the weeds of our business. And we get to the end of the month and we're looking at our revenue and you're looking at our clients and you're saying, I didn't make as much revenue as I normally do. Oh yeah, I didn't have a single plan in place to actually get more clients in the door. So of course, I didn't make the revenue I was expecting. So once you know what you're selling, then we can reverse engineer. Then we can ask ourselves, how are we going to market that? How are we attracting, engaging, nurturing those potential clients, right, towards that program or service? And this is the beauty of the whole process, my friends. This is where you get to bring in rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat is the goal. So the goal is to have a business that is super profitable and super predictable. That means that you're not creating a whole new promotion strategy, whole new marketing strategy, a whole new sales strategy every month. No, it means finding what works for you and doubling down. It means doing the same strategies again and again and again and looking at how you can continuously improve what is working. So you don't have to start over again, right? You want to tweak and you want to adjust, but you want to reuse those assets that you have. We want to be rinsing and repeating what's working. And so I'm doing this with my podcast interviews. You know, it's always been one of my primary strategies. Pick one core way that you're going to be attracting new potential clients and commit to it. Commit to it for the next 3 to 6 months because it's going to take that long to actually see the results. And then once you get those new people in, where are you sending them? How are they engaging with you? If you don't have a way to collect somebody's contact information, then you need to get it ASAP, right? Because remember, the people who go to your website, they're going to click around, they're going to read, and they're going to leave. Most of them are not going to buy anything right away. In fact, probably 98% of people or so who land on your website aren't going to buy anything the first time they visit. So you've got to have a way to follow up with them. So whether that's through your email, having a consult, having a discovery call, whatever it is in your business, you want a way to be able to get people's contact information so that you can continue the conversation. And this is where we get to nurture those people, right? So how are you nurturing those people? How are you making that connection? Is it high touch? Are you doing it through email, weekly email? How are people getting excited about the next thing that you have? And then we're looking at inviting. So what does the sales process look like? What is the mechanism that you're using to sell your product or program? And again, everybody's sales mechanism might be a little different depending on your specific business. But you want to make sure that you have standardized that and created a real process in the background that you can follow again and again and again. I want you to ask yourself, what's your revenue goal for each month? And remember that things will change from month to month. It's very rare to have a business where every single month we're bringing in the exact same amount of revenue. It's going to be completely normal for your months to ebb and flow a little bit. It's going to be normal for your months to go up and down, depending on if you have a big promotion that you're running, you have a big bump in revenue, you made some extra sales, a lot of people paid in full instead of on a payment plan. You can see where I'm going here. Alrighty, I'm going to wrap this up by saying you can rinse and repeat what has already worked. And one of the reasons I think people get so exhausted and so burnt out by their business because they think that each time they're planning, they have to come up with a whole new plan, a whole new strategy, and you don't. I would rather you have a business where you do the hard work up front. You do 80% of the heavy lift up front, and then it's only 20% the next time you run that marketing promo. It's only 20% of a lift when you're going to go through the sales process again, because it's just a few tweaks. And this is how we keep it simple. This is how we streamline. And this is how we prepare to scale. If you had something that worked really well in the first 6 months and it got results, run that promotion again. Adjust a couple of emails, make a few tweaks, maybe layer on another little sales strategy if you can. But if you had emails that worked really well, use them again. If you had a sales page that converted really well, use it again. If you had social media posts in a launch or pre-launch that worked really well, use them again. I hope you're getting the message here. This makes your business assets so, so important, and it makes it so much easier to run. So we're not constantly recreating the wheel and churning out new content just for the sake of churning out new content. Look at all of these things as an asset in your business, meaning it can be created once and then produce value over and over again. Alrighty, I hope this episode was helpful for you. I encourage you to set aside some time in your calendar for your mid-year review. Press pause if you need to and go block off some time right now. Go through this episode as you're doing a mid-review. Ask yourself those questions and look for the trends. Be willing to let go of what isn't working and double down on what is. Focus on building those rinse and repeat systems, those business assets that you can use over and over again. Because this, my friends, is a way to create a sustainable business with predictable profit. Alrighty, take care and I'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.